Science throws up the answer to many of life's questions, but scientists usually attempt to deal with the world as it exists. Essayist Tom Weiser has long been inclined to ask, what if? What might have been? Lately, though, when the ghosts of regret appear, he quickly sends them packing.
Some quantum physicists theorize that every quantum event produces all its results. If you flip a coin, it comes up both heads and tails. The flipping of the coin splits the universe into two alternate universes, the heads universe and the tails universe. This idea is fun until you glimpse an alternate reality. It happened to me. I was driving my van to a Tai Chi camp in upstate New York last August, and I decided to visit Ithaca on the way. Could it be that the hills around Cayuga Lake act as a receiver of alternate timelines? When I drove onto the Cornell campus, I suddenly saw my alternate life. I thought, I was supposed to go to Cornell. I would have studied animal behavior. I'd be a university professor now, teaching evolutionary biology. I have a lovely wife and several well-behaved kids. They like to sing. I wouldn't be assailed by these doubts, adrift and useless. The university schedule would give my life structure and variety. During summers, I go to exotic locales and do field work. I was heartbroken over my loss. Alternate Ithaca Tom had a much better life than mine. I wandered the campus in a wash of nostalgia for this life I'd never had. Here were the buildings where I attended my classes. There was the gorge where I participated in late-night drum circles. And here were several young women that looked just like my wife did when we met as undergrads. Alternate Ithaca Tom haunted me all the way to Tai Chi camp. I tried very hard to accept the lesson of Tai Chi, which is to relax and be totally present to where I am, but I couldn't help feel that I could much more easily accept where I was if only I were in the right place. I found myself envying everyone else's life. I talked with a woman who was in her 50s and was anxiously awaiting grandkids. I thought, I should be awaiting grandkids. She's so lucky. I talked to a guy who's about my age, who had studied a lot of Tai Chi when he was younger, and who's now married and having children and working as a sales rep for Dell. I thought, damn it, I should have studied Tai Chi in my 20s, and I should have kids and be a sales rep at Dell. I have never, ever wanted to be a sales rep, but I listen to these accounts of happy families and meaningful careers with the same cringe that I feel when I first hear about a newly ex-girlfriend going out with someone else. Alternate Ithaca Tom followed me back home to Manhattan. I asked my family astrologer about him. Aha, said my psychic friend, you have encountered a basic choice that you've made in your life. You decided to be the Piscean, the artist, rather than the professor. With Saturn at the midheaven, you would have had a very successful career as an academic. But of course, your wife would have had an affair with your best friend. Alternate Ithaca Tom is crushed. He's just heard that his wife is having an affair with his dearest friend, his research partner. He can't bear to go home. His bed is cold and his children are gone. He can't bear to go to the labs. They remind him of his betrayer. He can't focus on teaching. His work is suffering and he's coming up for tenure. His life is falling apart. In the midst of this turmoil, he's visited by an image, a fantasy, a glimpse of an alternate timeline. He's driving in a Volkswagen van off to some camp. It's a Tai Chi camp. He's not even working. He's single, footloose, and fancy-free. The image pierces his heart. It begins to haunt him like a hungry ghost. Poor, deluded, alternate Ithaca Tom. He doesn't realize that it's no better to be me than it is to be him.
Essayist Tom Weiser writes and tells stories. He lives without regrets in New York City.